coming home, another bottle. Trying not to break the seal, but this Friday the traffic is about enough to break a man's will. And I can't wait to see you and see how the week is gone. Damn, number 7, make love till dawn. If she ain't knocking on the door, it won't take me long to remember what I brought that bottle home for. We'll all get to fighting the way we always do. Saturday morning, I'll be singing these blues. Such pretty endings, it's a shame. No, most folks don't know love like this. I'll be sore to a failure, just cussing God and America, begging them, Lord, just to send me on the hill. But the boss don't want no excuses when it comes time to get on the clock. Without that paycheck, I'd lose the rest of what sweet love I got. Last night I slept with my boots on. I'm such a pretty little dance. It's a shame to know most folks don't have no love like this. It's a shame to know most folks don't have no love like this.
So I wanna give me a second here. I wanna sort of raise our glasses and have a toast to a friend of ours. And I wanna tell you about him real quick. His name's Earl Maddox, and sometimes we know him as Bubba Maddox. And y'all heard me tell that great Dean Smalley Living Bubba story many times. Well, he's part of that story because he was Bubba's drummer, and that's how I met. When I met Greg, I met Earl, and Earl Maddox. He was a crazy bastard. He was crazy. All those people were so fucking crazy, but he was a great guy, and he's a good dear friend of ours, and he's moved to New Orleans. And become kind of successful as like a character actor. And he's in a bunch of movies, and he just landed like a speaking part in the Tarantino movie that they're filming down there. And we were all so excited to hear that news. And Tarantino told him to grow his beard out, grow his hair out, not to cut his hair or shave for like the next 9 months. And he looked just like 1860s Southern Louisiana. He looked great. And unfortunately, he came down with a bad case of cancer, and he had to drop off the movie, and he's not doing real good, and we're real worried about him, and we want to send out some love to him, because he's a dear friend, and he's amazing. So we want to raise our glass to our friend Earl Maddox. He's down in New Orleans, and we want him to make it through this shit and fight it. He told me to tell Brad Morgan that drummers are hard to kill. So this goes out to him. This goes out to Bubba.